the unvarnished truth. Your judo progression demands grip fighting mastery. This message has been brought to you by www.gripfighting.com. Greetings. Let's cut straight to the chase. You claim you're all in, ready to take your judo to the next level, yet you balk at the idea of investing time and energy into mastering grip fighting. This isn't just a minor oversight, it's a glaring testament to a half-hearted commitment to excellence. If you're serious about improving in judo, refusing to focus on grip fighting is akin to a sailor refusing to learn the wind. It's not just illogical, it's downright self-sabotaging. Grip fighting, the linchpin of judo mastery. Understand this, grip fighting isn't a supplementary part of judo, it's the bedrock upon which victories are built. It's the first point of contact, the initial step in asserting dominance, and the foundation from which all techniques are launched. If you're not controlling the grip, you're not controlling the fight. Period. It's as simple and as brutal as that. The illusion of progress without investment. Let's dismantle a common fallacy, the belief that you can achieve significant improvement in judo while neglecting the development of your grip fighting skills. This is a dangerous misconception that hobbles your potential right out of the gate. If you're not investing in grip fighting, you're essentially choosing to fight with one arm tied behind your back. Why handicap yourself in a sport that demands every ounce of advantage you can muster? The cost of ignorance. The refusal to invest in grip fighting is a costly error. It's not just about the missed opportunities for victory on the mat, it's about the broader implications for your judo journey. Ignoring grip fighting stunts your growth, undermines your technique, and, frankly, casts doubt on your commitment to mastering judo. It's a stubborn resistance to embrace the very thing that could catapult you from mediocrity to excellence. The call to action. Enough with the excuses. It's time to confront the reality that without a solid grip fighting strategy, you're merely going through the motions, pretending to chase greatness while actively avoiding the path that leads there. The question you need to ask yourself is not whether you can afford to invest in grip fighting, but whether you can afford not to. Investment goes beyond the physical. It's a mental and emotional commitment to pushing through barriers, to learning and relearning, to embracing discomfort in the pursuit of mastery. Grip fighting is not just a skill set, it's a mindset, one that distinguishes the serious judoka from the rest. The bottom line. If you're genuinely committed to improving your judo, it's time to stop refusing the investment in grip fighting. This isn't about doing what's easy, it's about doing what's necessary. Elevate your game, sharpen your focus, and commit to mastering the art of grip fighting. Anything less is a disservice to your potential. So, what's it going to be? Will you continue to make excuses, or will you take the decisive step to truly elevate your judo? The choice is yours, but remember, in judo, as in life, you get out what you put in. Don't sell yourself short. Dedicated to your improvement. Roddy Ferguson. Remember, I love you, but God loves you best.